The Reverend Horst Heuer was tolling the bells at Emmanuel Lutheran Church just as the tweets went out. Ariel Castro was pleading guilty to 937 charges against him and faces life plus 1,000 years in prison. Those are the same bells that toll every Sunday, including the more than 500 Sundays when Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and Michelle Knight were held captive in a frame house just four buildings west on Seymour Avenue. Heuer takes a small bit of comfort in that sound.
And there was one thing that Mr. Castro could not stop from coming into that house and into the rooms of those good ladies. And that was the sound of the bells that we have up in that tower here. Every Sunday, twice, they heard them.
Heuer's church became a staging site for police, sheriff's deputies, FBI agents, and other investigators who descended on the area when Berry broke free of Castro's house early the evening of May 6th. She then led police to the other two. Until that night, Heuer says no one in the neighborhood had a clue.
Well, all I can say is that Mr. Castro, would make a terrific actor. He would play, he played the perfect role of Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I don't think anybody in the neighborhood had any suspicion. Had we known, anybody would have pitched in. Anybody would have been a neighbor.
But that's not the way he and others say their neighborhood was often portrayed. Instead, they heard accounts of an area pockmarked by crime, decay, vacant houses, and indifference. It's a description Herman Wetzel says he doesn't recognize. And he's lived in the area for 84 years.
It's just a normal neighborhood in the city of Cleveland, and all this about all the theft and everything, there's none of that going around here. This was the only bad scene here.
Neither Wetzel nor others diminish how horrific that scene was, nor the trauma the women suffered. Pastor Heuer.
My feeling is that if harm is done, it could be healed. But the scar will remain forever.
The actual sentencing of Castro will be next Thursday. But Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Judge Michael Russo has made clear the parameters. Castro will never be freed. And the house on Seymour, now boarded up and surrounded by a 10-foot chain-link fence, is forfeited and will be torn down. Emmanuel Lutheran Secretary Jill Kirshner says that's important for everyone.
You know, after it happened, it took me the longest time just to drive down the street. To even just drive past the house, because I just couldn't wrap my head around what happened.
Castro pleaded guilty after Cuyahoga County prosecutors promised they would not pursue the death penalty in connection with Castro forcing one of the women to repeatedly miscarry. Through their lawyer, all three have repeatedly said they did not want to testify at trial. And after the plea, their statement said they were relieved and continue to be grateful to the community for its support and for leaving them alone. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schultze.